One day several years ago, Valerie Salimpour took a drive that changed her life. Salimpour, a neuroscience graduate, was struggling to decide on her career path. She felt that a drive might help clear her head. When she turned on the car radio, a piece of violin music came on. Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5. Something just happened, she recalls. I just felt this rush of emotion. It was so intense. She stopped the car so she could focus on the music. She wondered why it had such a powerful effect on her. Salimpour found a job working as a neuroscientist. Her research involved scanning people's brain activity as they listened to music. She discovered that when people listen to music they like, their brains flood with dopamine, a chemical linked with pleasure and motivation. In one experiment, people listened to the first 30 seconds of unfamiliar songs. The listeners were then given the option of buying the full songs using their own money. By analyzing dopamine-related areas of the participants' brains, Salimpour was able to successfully predict which songs the people would choose to buy. She could tell what they liked and what they didn't based on brain activity. But why might one person like a song while another person doesn't? Salimpour says it all depends on past musical experiences. Eastern, Western, jazz, heavy metal, pop, all of these have different rules they follow, she says. These rules are recorded as patterns or templates in the brain. If the new music has a familiar template, your brain releases dopamine and registers a feeling of pleasure. This might explain why most people have a preference for a certain type of music. There are questions Salimpour is still trying to answer. How does our brain make musical templates? Why do people with similar backgrounds have different preferences? Her research, though, has given her a new way to think about her experience years ago. That day, she says, it all seemed like such a big mystery. Now, when she hears a piece of music she likes, she has a better understanding of what's happening inside her brain.